Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Mike Radish, an Australian correspondent based in Jerusalem reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to another episode of SITREP Israel, an automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Monday, the 4th of May, 2026 at 2037 Israel time, 1737 UTC. Iran strikes UAE with missiles and drones as US escorts ships through Hormuz. Bottom line up front, Iran launched cruise missiles and drones at the United Arab Emirates on Monday, striking a petroleum facility in Fujairah and triggering air defense alerts in Dubai. It is another major ceasefire violation and the first direct Iranian attack on the Gulf state since that truce began. Four cruise missiles and multiple drones were fired. Three missiles were intercepted, but a drone hit the Fujairah petroleum industry zone, igniting a fire that injured three people. A cargo ship was also set ablaze off the UAE coast. The US announced the first successful transit of two American-flagged merchant vessels through the Strait of Hormuz under Project Freedom, while Iran claimed it fired warning shots at US destroyers and hit a warship with missiles near Jask Island, a report CENTCOM denied. Israel raised its military alertness to the maximum level and scheduled an expanded security cabinet meeting for Wednesday. The home front posture is full, the IDF elevated its alertness, and the expanded cabinet convenes midweek. Now turning to the regional sections. In Iran, the Strait of Hormuz confrontation is deepening. Iran's navy fired warning shots at US destroyers attempting to approach the strait, according to Iranian state media. The IRGC-affiliated Fars News claimed two missiles hit a U.S. warship near Jask Island, forcing it to change course. CENTCOM denied any U.S. Navy vessel was hit, stating forces were supporting Project Freedom and enforcing a naval blockade on Iranian ports. A U.S. military official said the blockade's results were exceeding expectations and that six Iranian boats attempting to disrupt commercial shipping were sunk. Brent crude rose over 5% to $114.30 a barrel, with WTI up 3% to $105.63 as the attacks and Hormuz tensions deepen supply fears. Hormuz transit flows remain at roughly four vessels per day, just 4% of pre-war levels. In Lebanon, two Israeli soldiers from the Golani Brigade's reconnaissance unit were moderately wounded during an exchange of fire with Hezbollah gunmen in southern Lebanon on Monday morning. The soldiers were airlifted to hospital, and the Israeli Air Force struck Hezbollah sites in the area, including buildings and anti-tank guided missile positions. Hezbollah military media issued a detailed statement claiming its fighters ambushed Israeli forces attempting to advance from Deir Sirian into Za'atar, inflicting heavy losses and preventing helicopters from evacuating casualties, the usual claim, though the group also released footage of an FPV drone strike on an Israeli Humvee in Al Bayada. Separately, Israeli soldiers raided a Hezbollah rocket launching site, locating dozens of rockets, Kalashnikov rifles, RPGs, and loaded launchers directed at IDF troops in Israeli territory. The IDF said the site had been used to launch dozens of rockets at soldiers and civilians. Hezbollah Secretary General Naim Qassem rejected direct negotiations with Israel, stating such talks would serve Netanyahu and Trump, and accused Israel of violating the ceasefire more than 10,000 times. Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri also said no talks until the war ends. Over the past 24 hours, the IDF reported Hezbollah launched several rockets and explosive drones at Israeli forces with no injuries. Troops killed at least 10 Hezbollah gunmen in separate incidents and demolished a prime rocket launcher and weapons storage site. Moving to Gaza, Israeli troops killed a Hamas operative from the Beit Lahia battalion on Sunday, who had been involved in rocket attacks on Israel throughout the war. Another operative was killed on Monday in the southern Gaza Strip after approaching IDF positions. The military said both posed imminent threats. In the West Bank, Israeli settlers blocked roads and harassed Palestinian children on their way to school in Amawiya in the central Jordan Valley, according to Palestinian media. Settlers also attacked a Palestinian vehicle transporting animal feed in Masafer Yatta, throwing stones and smashing windows. On the multilateral track, UN maritime officials continued to urge vessels to exercise maximum caution in the Strait of Hormuz. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent accused China of funding Iran and urged Beijing to use its diplomatic influence to help reopen the strait. And the US released the crew of the vessel Tuska, with Pakistan describing the move as a confidence-building measure between Tehran and Washington. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of direct Iranian kinetic action has sharply accelerated, shifting from proxy and Hormuz skirmishing to a direct strike on a Gulf state. Over the trailing 7 days, Iran's posture moved from ceasefire diplomacy to warning shots, and now to a multi-axis missile and drone attack on the UAE. The protagonist set has expanded. Iran is now directly targeting a US-aligned Arab state, not just Israel or US naval assets. This represents a qualitative escalation in both geographic scope and target set, breaking the prior pattern of Iran limiting direct strikes to Israeli territory or Hormuz maritime encounters. The US-led Project Freedom Escort, while successful, appears to have triggered a more aggressive Iranian response rather than deterring it. On the information environment, Iran is pushing a narrative of successful resistance, claiming it struck a US warship and fired warning shots at destroyers, framing Project Freedom as a failed provocation. This narrative, amplified by IRGC-affiliated media like Fast News and Al Mana, aims to project strength domestically and among axis of resistance allies. The US and UAE are counterframing the Hormuz operation as a lawful freedom of navigation mission and the UAE attack as unprovoked terrorism. The gap between Iranian claims of hitting a US vessel and CENTCOM's denial is a critical information fissure. Satellite imagery will be decisive. Hezbollah's detailed ambush claims serve a parallel narrative of tactical success against Israel, reinforcing Iran's message of multi-front pressure. And the synthesis. The UAE strike is not a random escalation, but a calculated Iranian attempt to fracture the US-led coalition by imposing direct costs on a vulnerable Gulf partner. By hitting Fujairah, Iran signals that no US ally is safe, aiming to erode Gulf support for Project Freedom and pressure the UAE to distance itself from Washington. The timing immediately after the first successful Hormuz transits suggests a deliberate effort to offset the US operational success with a political shock. A counter-reading is that this is a desperate Iranian move reflecting strategic weakness, but the precision and multi-vector nature of the attack indicate a pre-planned escalation ladder, not an improvised response. The UAE's condemnation language suggests it will lean harder into the US security umbrella, not break away. And to wrap up, the OSIN indicators and dual lens predictions, watch for these three indicators. First, check Sentinel-1 imagery over the Fujairah petroleum industry zone for burn scar and structural damage assessment. Second, monitor Flight Radar 24 for UAE-bound flights diverting to Muscat and any NOTAMs closing Dubai or Fujairah airspace. Third, review Maxar Worldview 3 tasked imagery of Jask Island for evidence of naval engagement or vessel damage. Looking ahead through a status quo lens, the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 7th with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange. Within 24 hours, the UAE will announce the temporary closure of Fujairah port for damage assessment and repairs with high confidence. Before Wednesday's expanded Israeli cabinet meeting, the IDF will conduct additional strikes on Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon, but will not expand ground operations. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens. Within 48 hours, Iran will launch a second wave of strikes against UAE critical infrastructure, targeting Jebel Ali port or Dubai International Airport with low confidence. By May 6th, Hezbollah will fire medium-range rockets at Haifa in retaliation for IDF strikes, causing casualties and triggering a major Israeli air campaign. And within 72 hours, a US Navy vessel will be struck and damaged by an Iranian anti-ship missile in the Gulf of Oman, leading to US strikes on Iranian coastal defense sites. That concludes this. For more, visit setrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_setreps. This is Mike Radish, signing off from Jerusalem.